34 degrees at 8:56. Yes, there's still a few snowflakes flying this morning. For a check on the commodity market, let's bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. Things are off to a little bit of a higher start here this morning. It's pretty quiet overall news-wise. I think the fact that the trade war, conversations on tariffs has calmed down a little bit over the weekend has allowed the market to recover here a little bit. Stock market's up a little bit. Crude's back up a little bit here this morning, and most commodity markets are trying to trend a little higher here this morning. Expected to hear some comments tomorrow from the Chinese president, so we'll see if he addresses the trade conversation here tomorrow, and we'll see what that means for the markets. We do have export inspections out here this morning. Expected to see crop progress out this afternoon. Expected to have a corn planting number in there, but with the cold weather over the Corn Belt, not expecting to see much of any progress done, at least through the main parts. The Corn Belt is going to continue to be cool here early this week and then warm up briefly. Looks like we cool down again over the weekend, so it looks like any active corn planting is still a few weeks away. But we do have May corn at 3.89¾, up a penny and a quarter. July corn at 3.98½, up a penny and a half. December corn at 4.14, that's up a penny and a half. May soybeans at 10.42½, up 8¾. July soybeans at 10.53¼, up 8½. November soybeans at 10.39½, that's up 6¼. Did see some pretty chilly temperatures out in the plains, so that's offering a little support here to the wheat market. May wheat at 4.81¾, up 9½. July wheat at 4.97½, up 9¢. Kansas City wheat for May at 5.14½, up 7¾. July at 5.33½, up 8¢. Minneapolis wheat for May at 6.18¼, up 11. July at 6.28½, that's up 11½. Back to the meal products, May bean oil 31.46, down 7. July 31.74, also down 7. We do have May soybean meal 3.86.20, down 10¢. July at 3.90.20, that's up 10¢. Livestock markets are mostly higher here today. April cattle at 113.52, up $1.30. June's at 104.05, up $1.72. April feeders at 137.32, up $2. May feeders 137.65, up 202. April hogs 52.65, up 52. May hogs 64.85, that's up 37. Dollar a touch weaker here this morning. Like I said, equity markets mostly higher, and crude up 80 to 90 cents here. Expected it to continue to be mostly focused on trade conversations here the next couple of days. We do have a USDA report out 11 a.m. Central tomorrow. Expecting corn and soybean ending stocks to be slightly higher. The USDA will also update South American production numbers. So we continue to be a little bit higher here to start the week, and we'll see how the conversations continue to go as the week goes on, Brian.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the update. We appreciate it, Aaron.
Have a great day. Thank you.
You bet. Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois on this Monday. Let's check current conditions here as a few snowflakes continuing to fall this morning. Nothing really accumulating here in Champaign-Urbana anyway, but 34 degrees here outside our studios. Calm conditions right now. And in Danville, 32 degrees with calm conditions and a little light snow as well. And Rantoul also reporting a little bit of light snow, 34 degrees. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly cloudy skies, a few light rain or snow showers possible, a high of 43 degrees, southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, we're dropping down to a low of 30, partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 48 degrees. Then for the day on Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, warmer. It might actually start to feel like spring with a high of 62 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.